Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. In today's story, there was a young woman and a young man who met each other and wanted to get married. The only problem was that the young woman was from a Torah and Mitzvah observant family. The young man was not. Now, even though the young man promised that he would keep all of the Torah mitzvahs, but the family of the young woman, they were not satisfied because they said, how do we know he's going to really keep Torah mitzvahs? And we want that you, they said to the daughter, who are from a family of Torah observant and mitzvah observant Jewish people, should only marry someone who's also observant. The woman said, but he promised. But the family said, but how do we know he'll keep his promise? The woman said, because I believe him. The family said, we're not so sure. And the argument went back and forth. What should they do? Finally, they decided that since they, both the family and the young woman, had high respect for the Lubavitcher Rebbe, therefore they would ask the Rebbe to give an opinion. And so the young woman traveled from South Africa, where she lived, to Crown Heights, Brooklyn, to speak with the Rebbe. Now, the family was actually not Lubavitcher Chassidim. They respected the Rebbe, but they felt that a relative of theirs named Tzvi should go into the Lubavitcher Rebbe's office with the young woman just to help out. And so, one late night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, which is about the time that the Rebbe would have yechidus, private audiences with people, starting around midnight and sometimes going all the way until dawn, in they went. And the woman explained her side of it, that she feels that this is the right person for her, and they want to get married. But that the family doesn't want them to get married because they're afraid that they will not have a Torah mitzvah home. So the Rebbe said, well, how do you know that it will really work and that you'll be able to have a Torah mitzvah home if you marry somebody who has no experience with Torah mitzvahs? He's willing to learn, she said. The Rebbe answered, but learning might not be enough. The question is, will he want to live in a Torah mitzvah way after he gets married? Perhaps, said the Rebbe, what he should do is move in with a family that keeps Torah mitzvahs now, before you get married, and let him experience what it's like, starting with saying Moda Ani in the morning, washing hands, saying brachas, saying Shema before going to sleep, putting on tefillin, and so forth and so on. If he can lead such a Torah mitzvah life, and he feels that it will be doable and enjoyable for him, then I will give my bracha. So the woman now felt very good. She appreciated the Rebbe's insight, and she got ready to leave. And she went out of the room. Meanwhile, Tzvi, who was a chassid of the Rebbe, wanted to ask the Rebbe a few questions which he had himself. The Rebbe said, please, if you have more questions to ask, please call your relative back in, that she should be here also, because I don't want her to think that perhaps we are discussing her and her situation behind her back without her listening. And so the young woman was called back in and listened as she and the Rebbe had their conversation. So from this we learn not only that the Rebbe gave good advice, of course, but more than that, he was very sensitive to the feelings of this young woman. Even though he had seen many people already that evening, and it was quite late, but nevertheless, he wanted to make sure that this young woman's feelings were not hurt, that she shouldn't think that perhaps the Rebbe and her cousin, Tzvi, were discussing something about her without her listening. And therefore, the Rebbe insisted that she should be in the room also. And this is an important lesson for us too. Besides the importance of always trying to get good advice, also the great importance of being very sensitive to the feelings of another person. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day.